Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Every day there seems to be new fads and magic snake oil treatments promising to cure just about anything. There's always some great new weight loss or anti-aging solution being promoted on TV, isn't there? What most of them have in common is that they all quickly fade, sometimes very quickly. The latest breakthrough I read about was that good old paracetamol could be used to treat heart disease. Like most of these breakthroughs, the articles did clearly indicate that much more research is needed. Around the country, we'll hear doctors and patients being interviewed about this potential miracle drug that's sitting in everyone's bathroom cupboard. We'll take on just about any cure or breakthrough if it offers us even the slightest chance of repelling or curing sickness, masking the aching bones or the wrinkling skin. Anything to prolong our lives, to give us the feeling that we can live forever. But what if there was a bigger cure out there? A true, restorative, 100% cure for our condition? What if it was more than just a breakthrough in the early stages of research, but a proven, absolute cure? This is what the paralyzed man on the mat found, according to the gospel story. Jesus was saying and doing amazing things. Many people were absolutely cured from a whole range of ailments. As you can imagine, a crowd quickly whipped up around Jesus. The paralyzed man and his friends knew that Jesus could heal, so the quick thinkers dug a hole in the roof of the house where Jesus was and lowered the paralyzed man down. Jesus saw this man's biggest ailment, his autonomy from God. Jesus called him son and then forgave his sins. The crowd, and probably us too, would have preferred to see the man jump to his feet. But Jesus dealt with the real problem first. He fixed up the debt this man had accumulated from his rebellion against his Creator, a debt we all have. Jesus also did heal the man physically, but the bigger problem is the reason why Jesus came in the first place, and he's fixed that problem once and for all. No fad diets, no Botox, no aspirin or paracetamol. The sting of death has been beaten. Eternal life without sickness or pain awaits those who are willing to take the cure, Jesus. All you have to do is ask. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.